This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now.
An elderly woman tells her Morgan County, Indiana prosecutors her teen grandson confided he had several sex encounters with his teacher. In an interview, the boy tells cops Brittany Fortenberry came on to him over social media, sending explicit photos telling him she used to be a stripper. The boy hands over a photo of himself in teacher Fortenberry's shower, dating back to when he was just 15. He tells police he's 99% sure they had intercourse.
Nancy, several more victims come forward during the investigation, one alleging he received messages from Fortenberry that said she dreamed of having sex with him. Three identified victims believed Fortenberry may have had sexual encounters with 3 to 7 more students. When confronted about the allegations by police, Fortenberry blamed it on her 150-pound weight loss, saying she didn't think she would be facing these issues if she were still heavier.
Brittany Fortenberry, 31, now facing multiple counts sex misconduct with minors. Cartagena, Colombia police suspicious of a man wearing a terrible toupee. An officer stops the man who refuses to remove the hairpiece. Body cam catches the moment an officer wearing blue gloves carefully removes the toupee with scissors to reveal a dozen baggies of coke, tucked into what police are calling the narco wig. The smuggler had a ticket to Amsterdam, where authorities think the drugs would have sold for 10,000 euros. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
15 corrections officers in New York have been placed on leave as state police investigate the death of an incarcerated man at Mid-State Correctional Facility. Governor Kathy Hochul made the announcement, calling the early findings of the case extremely disturbing. The inmate, 22-year-old Messiah Nantwi, died at a Utica hospital. Details of the incident remain scant, but the New York County Defender's Services, which represented Nantwi, claims he suffered a, quote, violent, senseless death at the hands of state corrections officers. Nantwi was awaiting trial for the fatal shootings of two men in Harlem last April. He was also serving a 5-year sentence for a weapons charge linked to a 2021 gunfight with police. Hochul says the case highlights the need for systemic reform in state prisons. Her administration has already implemented body-worn cameras and external oversight following the December death of another inmate, Robert Brooks, at a nearby facility. 6 officers were charged with murder in that case. In a sophisticated cybercrime operation, an international group exploited vulnerabilities in a major ticketing platform, leading to significant financial gains and widespread consumer fraud. Our Sydney Sumner has more.
In a case highlighting the growing intersection of cybercrime in the entertainment industry, New York prosecutors have unveiled an elaborate scheme targeting StubHub, a leading online ticket marketplace. Over a span of 13 months, from June 2022 to July 2023, an international group allegedly orchestrated the theft and resale of over 900 digital tickets, amassing profits exceeding $600,000. The majority of these stolen tickets were for Taylor Swift's highly sought-after Eras Tour. However, the scheme also encompassed tickets for concerts by Adele and Ed Sheeran, as well as major sporting events like NBA games and the U.S. Open Tennis Championships. According to Queens District Attorney Melinda Katz, the operation involved individuals based in Jamaica, employed by a firm contracted by StubHub. These contractors allegedly intercepted ticket purchase URLs and forwarded them to associates in New York. The recipients would then download and resell the tickets on StubHub at inflated prices. 2 individuals have been arrested in connection with this scheme, 20-year-old Tyrone Rose and 31-year-old Shamara Simmons. Both face charges including grand larceny, computer tampering, and conspiracy. Rose was apprehended during a visit to New York and has been ordered to surrender his passport.
Both defendants have pleaded not guilty and are currently released pending their next court appearance.
Thanks, John. Kiara Stubbs, 23, mom of 2, works at Boost Mobile, Birmingham, Alabama. During shift, she explains to a coworker she's having trouble with brakes on her car. A male customer, who happens to be a mechanic, overhears and offers to replace her brakes if she will braid both his daughter's hair and teach him how to do it. Kara agrees and plans to meet him back at the cell phone shop next day. Kara's brother drops her off 9 a.m. and watches as she gets into the man's burgundy 2012 Chrysler 200. She never comes home and never seen again. She never told anyone the customer's name. Police have not been able to ID him. Kara Stubbs, African American, 5'3", 145 pounds, black hair, brown eyes. Last seen wearing gray sweatshirt, gray leggings. If you have info on Kara Stubbs, call Birmingham PD 205-328-9311. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. And please, join us for our daily podcast, Crime Stories, where we do our best to find missing people, especially children, and solve unsolved homicides. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.